Hello guys, good evening. Welcome to Weekly Spills by Chigozie and as told by Mali, by Fatima Mali herself. Did that hit you in a strange way? Of course, I expected it would. Now this is going to be a collaboration between my very own self, Chigozie Nwokoji from Weekly Spills, and Fatima Mali from as told by Mali. And we're hitting it off right away with a topic I have tagged exes, partners, boyfriends, girlfriends that will not go for good. As a topic of foods, as we dive into this topic, you understand what all that means. Don't worry. So hang in there while we kick it off right away. Fatima owns a podcast of her own, and it is As Told by Mali, where she discusses very deep, interesting stuff. Quite deep, interesting stuff. And you want to log in and listen to her, guys. Trust me, you to be watching. You see, she has the vibe already. Anyway, let me lost it. So, Fatima, welcome. And I've hinted you already. This is how it is going to be today. We're going to have this very interactive session. This is a collaboration. It is quite unusual. I usually am on the end of the phone when I'm doing the interviewing. But it's not going to be this way today. I want you to bring in your vibe from As Told by Mali and pose daring questions. I am here for you. So we're discussing, we're discussing Gone for Good by, is it Gone for Good? See me, I don't forget the topic again. please help.
The song by Simi, Gone for Good.
That's the name of the song, Gone for Good.
So we're using that as like a backdrop for our conversation, basically. The question is like, it's not really a question mark, but it's just like we want to know like people's thoughts, or we want to discuss our thoughts or opinions concerning this exes that, you know, you guys have broken up, but somehow they still hang around, like they are still giving you like low-key green light, not even low-key, high-key green light, they don't even look at
high-key green light. High-key,
my dear. So we now said that, okay, you know what, I actually do want you back in my life. You're now start asking some type of way that you don't understand.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
So this just sums it up. This sums it all up. We want to discuss our past experiences with people that don't seem to have gone for good. They are ex-partners, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends that we claim we all have broken up with. Yes, we've broken up with, and the breakup was sort of clear. It was final, and only for them to show up at a certain time, then it seemed as though they are dropping, in Fatima's words, high-key green light. They'll call you and tell you they want to check up on you or chat you up. Just flimsy reasons to just get into your life and be taunting you in the process unconsciously to them sometimes.
Yes. So, let's just go with unconsciously for now. So we dive into
it. Okay, so we dive into it, I'll be okay. So we want to know their intentions, really. So, Fatima, I'm sure you've been there. Like every single person that has ever dated us, that has been within the age of dating. Okay, even this period, say, people they date underage. So, almost every person we can think of right now. Okay, must have had this sort of experience, because for some of us, you understand, for some of us, we don't want to feel, in our minds, we don't want to feel we've actually broken up, because we were so into this people during the process of the relationship, and we don't want to tell ourselves that a breakup has happened, that this person can actually reject me and just want to move on.
Especially when it's a breakup where the breakup was not official, maybe life issues, just maybe guys like
separate,
life issues just make you guys grow apart. I was not saying grow apart. Life issues make you guys like grow apart, or you guys just something for you guys not actually say, oh, you have broken up or over. So that lucky or whether it's healthy, whatever, it doesn't really see happening for this person.
Very well. And I guess that it's another dimension to it. The fact that the breakup was not very final, it was not very conclusive. Circumstances led to you guys separating. Okay? So you still have that in your mind that something could still happen, we could still work.
Yeah.
You could still ahead. So I think it is very important that we establish the premise for the breakup. I think this is what is trending right now. On Twitter, you trended like 2 days ago, people sharing breakup stories. I don't know whether you saw that, Fatima.
I'm just even giving the experience, the stories and whatever. And,
okay.
There was one that I saw this morning. It was kind of funny. How when they broke up, and he broke his SIM card, and he threw it away. And when he got a new SIM card, I think 2 days after, he called the girl that broke up with him. I was like, this is my new number. I'm like, guys. Like, he didn't expect you, like, how much he's paying him, like, he's still into the girl.
I swear. And this is the realest. This is the realest I've heard, I'm sure. This is the realest I've seen. Wow. How funny. So, guys, we're going to have to take a very short break now. Then we'll come back where we dive right into the nitty-gritty of the topic itself. Fatima, are you good with that?
I'm good.
Maybe we should take a moment and just sip some wine or water, whatever you have. You have wine now.
Please,
you should have water. Wine.
I have water now. Water that they have.
Make a year. Guys, we'll come back. I tried, but it's been so long. So, Fatima, I wanted to revive the memory a bit about the song. So, the song is playing in the background now. You can hear it, right? Very well. But then you could hear... You can still hear it.
Yeah.
I thought it was very important. So then, I was just going through the lyrics, and I just saw some lines that are quite relatable. And this goes to show why Simi is one of the most relatable singers. The fact that she's just honest with what she says and... No, this thing is about Fatima.
Okay, so can I like sit in?
Of course. I
want. And you cannot even explain it. Okay. I have been. I'm even not even just have been. I'm presently in a situation like this right now.
Wow.
When I was in school, there was this ex, and we were so good together.
By the way, hope I'm not bringing back bad memories.
No, not bad.
Even so, we'll trash it. We'll trash the memories.
Yeah.
We'll trash the memories. Yeah.
Talking about it, but it's even helping me to reflect on, like, actually sit down and reflect that, okay, why am I even putting myself, or why am I allowing myself in this situation? Sometimes you can't help it, but, like, I should just help you to reflect.
Very
so, like I was saying, in school, we were dating, we were good, and yes, I know that, okay, everybody knows that, but in my mind, in fact, you can start being a very tall person. What am I supposed to do? This is the start of the life. Anyways, we didn't really break up. We did not say, oh, I'm not, we're done, I hate you, oh, I don't hate you, but we have to move on, that kind of stuff. We just, it's just like where everybody, I think both of us just stopped crying.
Okay.
I was not in a good place, we were not in a good place, so we just both focused on our own issues. But we know, like, we were mad about each other. And I still have, this is the everyone ex that I still care about this guy. I would love to be back with him if I could have it. And then over the years, ever since we broke up, like, we were still in communication. Like, actually, we lost contact for like a year. But mm-hmm. after, I just messaged me from the blues, and he used to always call to pick up on me. And, you know, he would surprise me a few times. And then, yeah, we still been dropping things like, you know what, you're the one that got away. You got to be called. But, you know,
I told you call them high key green lights.
Yes. He's always that line, the one that got away.
Wow.
And I care about this guy. And then recently, I'm like, you know what? I'm not in a relationship, and I care about this guy. He's not in a relationship, or he's not in anything.
Serious.
But according to him, he's not in any relationship, you know?
Okay.
Or he's not in anything exclusive, and he wants to be with me. And I'm like, okay, let's do this. And then you'll be on for like a week, then 2 weeks you'll be off, you're going to shit. I get that everybody has, sorry for, I use to use foul language, I'm sorry about that, but I get that everybody's going through stuff, and some people are not so expressive, but they don't know how to communicate well. I guess that they do not communicate when he's going through stuff. But I was on my own. Yes, I have feelings for you, I still have feelings for you.
Okay.
But imagine everybody that they're okay, you know what, it happened, we probably cannot be together again, but you came and met me, this is not the first time, this is not the second time.
As in
it. You give me green light. Yeah. You know what? And I'm like, okay, you know what? I do still have feelings for you, and let's give it a try. Let's see if we can actually
work out. Yeah.
And then when I give you my full rights, on like the full green, fast green to yellow light, all of the lights back.
You just go off grid.
Yes, you know, today you're on. And I'm like, you cannot be giving me inconsistent. You cannot be inconsistent in me, bro. For me to know you're actually serious, you cannot tell me that, okay, yes, I know you're going through this, or you have issues, and. sometimes just going through like yourself or like your box or you take yourself, it is not supposed to talk properly when you're going through stuff. And you just believe that yeah, what you say is actually what you mean. But sometimes words are not enough. Words are not enough sometimes. You have to back it up. Like I have
it's
to
actions, you
also need to tell me that you know what you want to do. You cannot just okay now for instance, this I don't need to do this or whatever, but just like how you have a baby. And you're telling baby, oh my baby, I love you. And then for 2 days straight, I'm not going to feed your baby. Is the baby still going to be there? Then it's probably going to fall ill or probably die or something. You get what I'm trying to make is that for whether you like somebody or you love something, people feed off of the things you do for and with them. I don't know if this makes sense. It's not enough for you to tell me that you just like me or you love me.
Yeah.
I need to feel it. You need to show it to me that, oh, you know what? I think you actually cares about me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not over, I'm not even asking you for money. At least call me. Oh, just surprise me. Oh, let's go out. Whenever I will be calling you. Because if you're calling, you're not calling me. How many weeks after that? Oh, you're
saying. And Fatima.
And then you start cutting up. And mind you, you're still going through that shit. You're always doing my chapter.
That was war. That is war. That is strong war.
You're always doing. I'm like, bro, you're online. You cannot message me. You can message you. You read, you not reply. Okay, clear it. You now be like, well, when I eventually see you now be like, you know, there are so many guys on my issue. You know, I can imagine
the confusion you were in, I swear.
There are so many guys on my case, but I'm telling you that I want to be with you. And you are not giving me one.
Wow, you were even the one that was even more upfront.
Bro, then, like, it's very, very frustrating.
I'm
at this point where I've been in this situation before, but it didn't really mess me up. It's messing me up because I'm like,
up, yeah.
Hey, Fatima, man, is this you? Is this you?
But see, but Fatima, did you think at some point that the fact that he was going through issues was enough excuse for him to drop his heels like, and then just go off grid? Do you think it was enough excuse or you don't?
Okay, like, let me try and explain it for you. Okay, like when. Okay, the first time when he came, okay, not the first time like this, when he started around the field, when he came like serious, like full force, like, you know what, I don't see you again, I'm like, okay, we don't want to let you do this fast. I'm like, it's 2 weeks, we're going good. And then all of a sudden, I just, like, I would call, not take my calls, I'll send texts, you not get my text. But you have been my partner as well, back to back. So I started saying, okay, you guys, right? And after that, like, I actually sat down. You know when they say the movie, they don't reflect, doing flashbacks back in your head.
Did you at any point read your inbox messages with him on WhatsApp? Did you reread?
No.
You did that?
I'm not just messaging. I think I'm not
you'll be looking for hidden hints here and there.
I told all of this because you're like, babe, just the same energy you give me, But then when you like somebody, something came at you. So at the point when I finished, I'm like, okay, is it that I was stupid or I did not understand him proper?
I did not see something. I did not see something in his messages that he was trying to pass.
I just saw the text now. That period, I was like, okay, I sincerely don't know what it you want from me, but like, This is what I thought. You said this is what I understood by what you said. You said you weren't serious. I'm the one who got away. Can you come? Blah blah. And then he didn't talk to me for a while. Then on my birthday, he now called me. I didn't go to the first person. I'm like, this must be. Yeah, I remember that I had deleted and received his number several times.
Fatima, this is very funny. This is a very serious issue, but then I can't help laughing. I'm sorry.
No, fine, because even now I laugh about it, but then, man, I had blocked and unblocked him. and then, like, on my birthday report, I'm like, nah, this smoke was the first time I use my birthday. I entered back into the big talk.
Too much smoke screen.
Like, and then he called again, and I think that he was like, happy birthday, Fasti, Kenko. I'm like, okay, thank you. Can I get, like, how would I put in your address if I'm trying to, like, report whatever? I'm like, bro, you know my house. I'm like, you're sending something. So I'm like, okay. My friends who really know me, people who are really close to me, even you must have, you listen or not at all, you know that I like to be upfront, like,
just, yeah, straight up.
And I was like, okay, I'm confused. Did you not just ignore me for how many, like, a few weeks or how many weeks? And then you just have to come back, oh, you want to send me a better gift, and then you're supposed to be cool, like, that. That's how it works. You no, I just feeling the other feeling because you say, okay, fine. Then guess what? After that, for my birthday, I think he called later that day again to give some surprise, whatever, surprise, star, clinical, all of that, whatever.
That was too much green light. That was beyond green light. Is that something that we can use to express this?
Yes, maybe he's him blanking me. And then after the whole birthday, whatever, we were cool for a while. Like, we were cool for a while, and he said that, okay, I was like, okay, I'm willing to at least know why you like, just say something. And then after, like, 2 weeks after, I'll probably say something again.
No.
I'm like, okay, what? So then, like, two weeks ago, yeah. I was sleeping to, like, 6 a.m. And I saw that, oh, who's calling me? Hey, uncle. So I'm like,
yeah.
So then, what about that kind of dream? You know, you're that kind of, that early morning when you're waking up from your sleep, but you feel like it's still a dream. So I'm like, my phone is in, so I missed the first call. And then the second call. So I'm like, I'm not going to sleep. I think he called me a short time and I sleep. And he was like, where are you? And he was like, I'm my phone. And he was like, okay, I'm coming. So me, I was like, please, please, please. I don't think you know what you want. So I feel like you need to figure out what you want to do with your life.
You told him that.
I told him, I think you don't know what you want. Like, you should figure out what you want. Like, you cannot be pressing up and down. Then so like, okay. Yes, and that was the show, and then he was like, no, he now come back, I'm coming. So then I was like, oh, I beg, that's what he said, coming. 15 minutes later, I'm outside your house. I went out, and I beg you present. But, you know what? And then he explained some things to me, like some stuff. He actually opened up to me some essence, like he's going through stuff. Or, you know how, I'm not making excuses for him, and we're not even proper cool right now. Mm-hmm. But you know how the society, men are not allowed to be vulnerable.
That is it. You've discussed it before your podcast, I remember that.
Yes, I have, yes. Men are not allowed to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Women are vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't have the best of upbringing. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it's car. I don't want to say, okay, let me just say car, because car is a very big word. It just leaves some kind of imprint on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, if it's not addressed, it kind of affects them, yeah, like when they become adults and how they express themselves,
how they deal with issues, relationships, and all.
Yes. So I understood when he opened up to me about certain things. And I was like, okay, I guess that this is how you are, but if you want to be with somebody,
mm-hmm,
there are times that I would understand that, okay, you know what you're going through, this, but sometimes I'm also human. And whether we like it or not, human beings feed off of attention, off of love,
mm-hmm,
off of, yeah, you know,
mm-hmm,
if I don't get or if I don't know why, you cannot just go off the grid and say that, oh, every time I understand that, yes, you're going to even feel myself. I'm going through stuff. I have to say I'm going through. But then it
would even make more sense if the both of you were together and you could be there for each other. You could be shoulders for the next person to lean on. It even makes more sense that way. So it is, that goes to say this guy was basically confused. Because I don't know how, I wanted to ask straight questions like, did he tell you point blank that he wanted to get back? Did he tell you at some point that he was just merely checking up on you and didn't want you to just go off his mind completely? And he didn't want any more.
The first, like, when we broke up, like, we lost contact for like a year. And then the year after that, he was just like always checking up, like he was trying to, like, because this is where we are friends.
You see? And it was always like he was just checking up. He used those lines. I was just checking up.
No. Sometimes he will not be dropped things like, oh, is any guy on life? Whatever, I miss you so much, Patty, you're the one. What do you think about it?
Wow, this one is stronger words.
Like, yeah, and then from last year, like, he was coming on strong, like, you are actually, like, he actually told me point blank, I want to be with you. Like, I'm not over you. You are the one that caused me, like, you get.
Then I'm confused. What is the problem now? The thing is, I think you made a very strong point about our society shunning on vulnerable men. I think that goes a long way to deal with this guy's issue he's dealing with now. The fact that he can't come face to face with his issues with you.
Yeah.
He knows that the both of you being together would lead to him having to uncover some things to you, tell you some things, yeah. and he probably is trying to shield himself from looking that weak.
The kind of person he is, he tries to project, this is the way I am.
Thank you. And that's like the typical male youth.
African, yes.
In Africa.
I'm so secure in myself, I have everything together, I have all my shit together.
Why is it the opposite that is even happening? Okay.
So he is an emotionally intelligent and emotionally aware person. But like I said earlier, sometimes people, what people are exposed to as children, or the background or situation and surrounding their own brain affects them. So when it's not addressed,
it's every other thing.
Well, yes, when they grow up without addressing that, it affects them as adults. Now, I'm not trying to, it might seem like I'm trying to make excuses for you, I'm not trying to make excuses for you, but after we had that talk, I understood to an extent, because like I said earlier, this is an environment or a society where, as a man, you have to have your shit together.
Yeah.
And people of, I'm not going to get on my gender, but this also has to do with upbringing, the way most people, it's just like my generation, my parents also have to be very emotionally aware. If not, women sometimes find it very hard to understand when a man is being vulnerable. And it's not really their fault because they did not grow up in an environment
where men are known to show their weakness.
You understand? So, but that is not me excusing him not doing whatever, but he has something that he has to learn. And I'm like, yes, I do like you, but it's not okay for you to keep going, for you to just be going through stuff and then just box yourself and then ignore me for certain one and then feel like, okay, you might not feel that way, but for me, it's amazing. It feels that way for me. And I feel like, okay, is it that you feel like I'm too available? Because availability actually
leads to some of these things.
Maybe I'm too available for you that you feel like, oh, she's just sitting there, one corner, handy for me to get my shit together, and then, I'll come back.
And you'll be there.
I'm like, I get that you're going to shoot anything, but if we have known ourselves for years, before us having to look for anything, we're friends. If you don't feel like you're comfortable enough telling me all of the shit you're going through, at least let me know that, okay, you know what? I'm not in a good space right now.
To have any serious thing with you.
Yeah. If it seems like I don't have from you for a while, please forgive me. I'm going through some stuff. And I at least know that, okay, he gave me a heads up for that, so he's going to ask a papa away. You know?
So, what is your decision on this now? I'm not sure whether I'm allowed to ask this, but then I feel a lot of people listening could pick up one or two.
I'm just so informed, like, I get that, yes, I don't know how to be secretive about when I'm into someone or to ask how we have, I don't know how to be honest, I'm sorry, point blank, like, I like you, if different. And I told him, see, I like you and I don't want to leave you, but I'm not going to keep on doing this. There's only so much you can take. Everybody has their limits or their breaking points. If you want to be with me, I guess you're going to stop. At least communicate. So for now, we're just, let's just be seen. I just start to see. You cannot just feel like, can I just pick up the phone and be like, oh, Fatima, yes. No, bro.
And I think it would go a long way if he starts watching his words with you, because those words seem to have such great impact. If he says things like, what was the one he usually says that you've been quoting since? The one where
like
he said,
one
that got away, those lines could really hit hard. So there is it. He should really watch. I wish he were listening, you know. I wish something you could tell him. He should really watch. So you yourself, you could be emotionally healthy for the time being. He's dealing with his own issues.
Do you understand?
That is also very important. Fatima, thank you very much. You just unleashed yourself to all of us now. I wish I could relate my own experiences, but then mine do not even seem to be able to measure up, because at some point I was feeling my water is to the fact that I was still so much into this person, and when I was reading too many meanings into the messages and the checking up calls.
Yeah.
You understand? So
she shouldn't come up to her and she'd not tell you that, oh, I want to be with you.
No, but there is this constant checking up. Oh, you're in Lagos and I heard this thing happened in Lagos. Hope you're one of the safe ones. Do you understand? And
sometimes when people break up, when people are just like divided and you're not together, like if they were not proper friends before, even if you're proper friends, it might just be awkward. Like, because I mean, sometimes you just really mean to what people say, like, ah, he said this, but it's actually working. Like, maybe he actually meant this. Yeah.
And I think that there's something that just got to me now, Fatima, yesterday.
Yes.
It's the fact that some of us may not have understood these people very well when we were together.
Yes.
Because if after we've broken up and we are now trying to read between the lines of their statements, it just goes to show that probably when we were together, we didn't really know the kind of words they could use and the implications they mean. Do you understand? It goes to show, and you made that point about being friends before getting into a relationship. I mean, in the point of friendship, you know what this person is capable of doing, the kind of thing the person is capable of saying, and the kind of meaning the person could attach to whatever he says. That is clear in your mind already. So when in the future you've broken up and you have all of these hints, you won't read so much meanings. But for the people that read meaning, I feel it goes to show that they never really understood these people they were with in the first place. And these people may have entirely different intentions.
Yeah.
You understand? We just try to make sense because we were so into, so we try to make sense. Okay, and availability plays a role. Imagine you were engaged and you were into something with someone else. Of course, you won't give a shit.
You won't give
You won't even care. But the fact that you are available and you're looking for someone to fill up a space and you just eager, you're reading too many meanings into certain things that could possibly mean just nothing.
Yeah.
But then your kind of story, the story you've shared, just goes to show that there was a lot involved and this person is the one with the issues. This guy is the one with the issues. And thank you for bringing up the vulnerability issue again. That is important. Because we do not know the kind of harm we are doing to our boy children. Do you understand? Our male children, rather. We don't know by teaching them things like don't cry, man up. We have no idea.
Until they're now grown, and they now affect their relationship with, maybe their romantic relationship, or even their relationship with their siblings or their parents.
And Fatima, I wanted to ask some questions. Do you think that the ladies themselves have a role to play in this? Because even you mentioned that the ladies have been acculturated into an environment where they do not just know how to deal with men that show weakness. Yeah. So probably these guys coming in contact with these ladies that do not know how to deal with men that show weakness, they want to hide it the more. Of course, it's different with you because, of course, you've shown in so many angles that you are the kind of receptive person and, of course, emotionally intelligent person, and you don't have anything with a guy that shows vulnerability. For you to give him a listening ear and the fact that he came back and you were still very much showing your availability, all those sort of things. But it is different for so many other guys. They are in a relationship where the ladies have a lot of expectations on them, a lot of, should I put in quotes, manly expectations on them. Don't show that. Yeah. Come on, what is that? Man up, deal with your issues. You understand?
Yeah.
So we won't keep all of the blames on the guys, understanding that they also have to deal with women who are going to rub it on their face and make them and shame them for expressing.
I just feel like this, yes, women are part of the problem, but like I said earlier also, women don't know how to deal with this. I'm not making excuse for anybody, but this is just what me I know.
Mm-hmm.
Most would not grow up in a household. Most people, okay, you know this, sometimes our behaviors, our attitudes, what we consider as our values, and what we hold important for, therefore, are what we grow up being exposed to. Please, don't forgive my English. I don't know what's happening. It won't grow up and
we grow up. But Kata is the way you want. Speak it the way you want. People will get your story, your idea. Rico, let's not kill ourselves in the English.
You understand? Most people of like female gender, we did not grow up in the household where, oh, your father, you see your father crying, or even just, but he's down and you let his wife or his children see that he's down. You know, or your brothers, your brothers are kind of like, ah, you see what's happening your brother. You know, you are a man.
Very rare.
Or even if maybe a man is doing something that's like considered feminine, You are a man, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they were exposed to. So of course, if you are exposed to something, that becomes the normal. That becomes the norm
for you, yeah.
So when you now see a man, when you now have a relationship with a man who is trying to be vulnerable with you, your mind will be like, who be this one? Who are going to carry as boyfriend? What thing is going to be like this? You understand? It has become normal for you. Now, I'm not saying it's the right thing, but the only person in your life is change. What I feel like everybody challenge themselves to, like, you see, like, if you see somebody being vulnerable to you, we should, I started doing it like a few years back, and it's working for me. I try to at least put myself in the next person's
shoes, irrespective of gender.
Yeah, irrespective of gender. Let me tell myself that person, let me look from that person's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is doing something like this, like, for you to do something like this, what could have triggered you? You understand? Try to think why this person is doing this. Then, if it's part of why person is doing this, become able to, at least on some level, try to relate with the person. I don't know if I'm making sense.
You're making a lot of sense. I could follow.
You understand? And then, society, if we now change society, socialization, something they call secondary school, shall be family
socialization.
The first unit of socialization is the family.
Mm-hmm.
If when you have a family, instead of telling your boy that he's old, he's talking about something, or he's like, you don't mean like my father's a transgender, don't do that to him. You don't start telling him at this small age. You don't mean you're a man, don't start telling him that he's crying, you're not a man. So men are not allowed to cry. It's very specific to a gender.
I don't understand. And I like the fact that the angle is seemed as though our generation is heading to now will know better, because many people are becoming aware.
Yes, our generation were more self-aware, we're more emotionally aware.
Yeah.
You know, so I can see things actually. I see things. I see people who are trying to relate to the male folks that are coming up with that. Vulnerable and open up. I see our friends and I see people who are trying to meet them halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
But
of course, like, this is my own situation. I don't feel like it's the word unique, because the person was going through he's going through something, and he felt
I'm sure that there will be other people going through your kind of situations. But then you can know, because this guy told you. Do you understand?
That's what I'm saying. My point is a bit unique, because in terms of what some of the topics we're talking about like. Oh, the one who got gone for good. My own is unique in the sense that, okay, the guy was going through stuff before he finally opened up to me and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who actually just, they're just messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, men slash women can be formed.
Manipulative.
Yes, exactly. They just have a thrill that, you know what, the fact that, this person is always there, like, I can actually mess. Like, I think I'm a liberty to actually kill. But the fact that this person is like, this person is always unfollowable. If I just, like, have something to move on, I just say,
play around with the person and...
You know, this person is tough for me, or something is not over me. And it's not nice. There's nothing as cool as... Okay, I think things are cooler than that, but those are one of the cool emotions. Don't mess with the emotions, man. Don't fucking mess with the emotions.
Very important. Fatima, thank you. And of course, we're going to have to share these recordings and you post on your this thing.
Definitely. I really enjoy talking about this. Hopefully, we can have a part two.
We'll have a part two. Well, I will give my story in detail.
Yeah.
And you help me analyze that, discover whether I'm the one that is reading too much in it.
I think that's the idea. Just confidently dropping questions. You will talk for me.
Which is why it is important for me to take a break and go and reinforce myself. So there you have it, guys. Hope you had a swell time eavesdropping on our conversation. Okay, let me not call it eavesdropping, it will seem secretive, because you have our permission to listen in. I would give you the right thing. Hope you had a swell time listening to us. Hope you had a swell time listening to us and you picked up one or two. And by the way, we would also love to reiterate the fact that we don't have exclusive experiences for issues like this. We only share from our own experiences, and we expect that you have different kind of experiences or similar
kind of experiences and would love to hear them. For Mali on Told by Mali, you can email her. You can email her on astoledbymali@gmail.com. Much of what we listened to today, of course, was her own stories, and she would love to hear your stories, of course. I am sure about that. For me, it is on weeklyspills@gmail.com. weeklyspills@gmail.com. Mailing your opinions, your ideas, and you can simply voice in your opinions as well by using the message features on either of our podcasts. I'll be dropping the link to Fatima's own podcast on my description space, by the way. That said, say good night, guys. Awesome night rest to all of you.
I try to move on, try your heart is too strong. Can't be with you and can't be without you. DTMB, say I wonder why you even come. Oh, it's almost like you're having fun with me. But oh, if I set my eyes on you, it's unavoidable. I'll come undone. Oh, I thought you were gone for good. So why you have to pull me back? Should be you say you won't be coming back. Oh, damn you, this is really bad. Should be you say you got.
You won't make my run.